you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Dr. Melina Abdullah is co-founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles, and she was one of the organizers of the protest against police violence at Pan Pacific Park yesterday. Welcome, Dr. Abdullah.
Thank you for having me.
What was the most important message that Black Lives Matter wanted to impart with your rally yesterday?
Sure. We wanted to absolutely uplift the spirit and memory of George Floyd. We were standing in solidarity with those who were organizing in Minneapolis, and we were also reminding folks that what happened to George Floyd also happens right here in Los Angeles, that 601 people have been killed by police since Mayor Garcetti and District Attorney Jackie Lacey have taken office. And we want justice for them, too, or justice in their names, too. And there are two things that we see as a path to justice. One, holding police accountable. That means prosecuting them for the murders of our people. And two, defunding the police. We spend 54%, or the mayor has proposed spending 54% of the city's general fund on LAPD. And we know that that is not what keeps communities safe. What keeps communities safe is good jobs, mental health resources, housing, parks, after school programs. And so we want to prosecute the police who kill our people, and we also want to defund police.
And we covered the People's City Budget, the People's Budget, Los Angeles, on LAist.com and also on KPCC. So if people want to read more about the counterproposal to the mayor's budget, which includes a lot of cuts to services, you can read that on LAist.com. Going into the rally, were you at all concerned that bad actors might take advantage of the opportunity of a demonstration to go out in the streets and create some chaotic situations?
Well, we were actually more concerned with police violence and police repression, which is what we saw as the formal part of the program ended. Was police moving in? And I know there's been a lot of media coverage around, you know, people using graffiti or people breaking store windows. But I think that what was much more prevalent and disturbing was the beating of protesters by police, was the shooting of people, including teenagers, with rubber bullets, and the very brutal way in which protesters were treated by police, which further kind of illuminates the whole idea of why we were out there in the first place. We were out there to fight police brutality and wound up actually experiencing police brutality.
Why was the protest planned at Pan Pacific Park yesterday? Was there symbolism about going to the West Side with your message?
Absolutely. So we were very deliberate, and from the beginning of Black Lives Matter, we've been very deliberate in saying that the violence and pain and hurt that's experienced on a daily basis by Black folks at the hands of a repressive system should also be visited upon, to a degree, those who think that they can just retreat to white affluence. And so the first planned protest of the entire Black Lives Matter movement was actually done in Beverly Hills in July of 2013, when we marched down Wilshire Boulevard and kind of took over the what we call the Pretty Woman Mall, right, on Rodeo and Wilshire. And so going to Pan Pacific Park was absolutely about letting white folks who are from more affluent backgrounds understand or get a little glimpse of what we experience as Black people every day. And maybe they don't understand what it is to have, I'm a mom of three kids, and, you know, it's anxiety, the anxiety of sending my children out every day, knowing they have targets on their backs. White folks who are from affluent backgrounds aren't going to experience that, but at least they can experience the frustration of not being able to make it through traffic. And so those are the kinds of things that we try to do when we go to affluent spaces that way.
Does Black Lives Does Black Lives Matter have anything planned today that you can share or in the coming days in terms of protest action? What's next?
Yeah, we absolutely do have things coming up. Every Wednesday, we're in front of Jackie Lacey's office at 211 West Temple, saying that she has to go for her refusal to prosecute police who kill our people. So we'll be there this Wednesday at 4 p.m. And then there's some things that we don't always announce in advance, but we want to encourage people to watch our social media for pop-up actions that'll be taking place. I know Black Lives Matter Long Beach is planning a protest today in Long Beach, and so folks can plug in to their social media and head down to Long Beach for one today.
Dr. Melina Abdullah with Black Lives Matter LA, thanks very much for being on KPCC today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, I appreciate it so much. Again, I know you're busy, and thanks for informing our audience and getting on our air. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for covering so often and well, too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.